Good afternoon. Summer began at 1:04 a.m. this morning, and it's a beautiful start to the new season with plenty of sunshine and comfortable humidity. Temperatures continue to warm nicely, and now during the afternoon hours, we'll settle into highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s on average. While the day will be completely dry for just about all of us, one, maybe two thunderstorms could fire off the Catskills, Taconics, Litchfield Hills, or Berkshires, but again, these will be widely scattered and short-lived. As we hit the evening hours, all activity that does fire up will die out. Overnight tonight, skies will be partly cloudy, and low temperatures will drop back to around 60. High pressure, which has been dominating our weather for the past few days, will continue to hang on over the weekend, although it will slide off the eastern seaboard. The return southwesterly wind flow around this high will continue to push temperatures well up into the 80s both weekend days with increasing humidity. This could lead to just one or two scattered to isolated thunderstorms during the second half of the day, both days over the weekend, but again, the activity will be widely scattered and it will be mainly dry. Into the day on Monday, highs will reach into the upper 80s with a couple more thunderstorms possible. For the period Tuesday through Thursday, we'll have a mix of hazy sun and clouds, continued humid with a few scattered showers or thunderstorms, and highs in the lower to middle 80s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms from the north central high plains to the upper Mississippi Valley. Upper 60s dew points will reside along a frontal zone over eastern South Dakota and Nebraska, while upslope east-northeasterly flow aids in maintaining 40s and 50s dew points over the north-central high plains. Sharply falling temperatures with height will once again be present across the region, which will contribute towards strong to extreme instability from the Dakotas into Nebraska. These factors, combined with wind profiles that veer from east-southeasterly in the low levels to southwesterly in the mid-levels, will aid in supercell development with a risk for very large hail. A mesoscale convective system is expected to develop on the tail end of this system toward evening and provide a wind damage threat heading toward the east overnight. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 107 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 15 at Silver Lake, Oregon. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny in the lower to mid-80s, Boston mostly sunny with just an isolated thunderstorm in the lower 80s, and in Buffalo, sunny skies with highs in the mid-70s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 79 degrees, the average low, 58. The record high 97 set in 1938, the record low 41 in 1970. Sunrise this morning 5:17 a.m., sunset this evening 8:37 p.m., 15 hours and 20 minutes of daylight, no change from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds and comfortably warm today with highs in the lower 80s, in the 70s across the mountains. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid to upper 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of sun and clouds with the risk of an isolated thunderstorm this afternoon and highs in the lower to mid 80s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows near 60. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds and comfortably warm today with highs in the lower 80s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows near 60. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds with the risk of an isolated thunderstorm this afternoon, but mainly dry with highs in the lower 80s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the 50s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds with just the outside risk of an isolated thunderstorm this afternoon and highs in the lower 80s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows near 60. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, warm and more humid with an isolated afternoon thunderstorm, highs in the lower to mid 80s. A mix of sun and clouds Sunday, continued warm and increasing humidity. Again, the outside chance of a thunderstorm with highs in the middle to upper 80s. An isolated thunderstorm possible on Monday, otherwise warm and humid, partly sunny in the upper 80s. And a mix of sun and clouds for the period Tuesday through Thursday. Scattered shower or thunderstorm possible through midweek with highs in the lower to mid 80s. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.